everyone. Your designers are here.
I'm Anita from Cedar Hill Farmhouse.
And I'm Yvonne at Stone Gable.
And I'm Kelly at My Soulful Home. And we've got tips and tricks and decorating advice for you. So let's get started.
White hot, white decor.
Ooh, my favorite.
Mm-hmm. And white decor is so big right now. And the nice thing about white decor, it just looks so clean and can just bring a lot of freshness and updated look to whatever room you put white decor in.
Oh, yeah. I love using white everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And our sponsor today is Thomas Avenue Ceramics, and they have a great selection of all kinds of tiles, including the white subway tile that we
white
all
tile.
Love.
And love
a
it.
Little
love
white
it.
And mosaic
the marble.
Tile.
The marble look tile. They have a ton, and they're gorgeous.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Really gorgeous. So check them out, and you know, for the future, or certainly if you're in the market for tile now, please go check them out, and feel free to use the code they're providing for us, which is DTT20, that's for decorating tips and tricks, 20. It'll give you 20% off your order at Thomas Avenue Ceramics.
That's a good deal.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, yeah, that really adds up when you're ordering tile, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I've got a project coming I'm pretty excited about, so.
Good. Well, listen, today we're going to switch gears a little here and talk about beautiful white decor. And I think we're also going to talk about a lot of white accessories that you can just like plug in and tuck into the decor you already have. And I'm going to try to stay off of, I'll just mention it up front, white, anything white dishes, white, anything that has to do with kitchenware that's white, large white platters, large white pedestals, anything like that is just awesome. But what I think we're going to do today is talk outside of that, woohoo, because we talk a lot about that, and talk about other white decor. Let's see, Kelly, do you want to begin? Are you crushing on any white decor lately?
Yes, and not even a distressed white, because I do love that, but a almost lacquered, shiny-ish white garden stool, you know, made of porcelain or something like that. I have had one, and it has lived in so many different places now in both houses, and I love that look. It, I mean, it does look fabulous in the garden. The white pops against if you're putting it on grass or if you're putting it on some pavers or something. That looks terrific. But you can bring it inside, too, and it has so many uses. You can use it as a side table. In my last house, I actually used one in our shower. We had a large shower.
Great idea.
And we didn't have...
I was going to say, you didn't sit on it.
No, no.
Oh, okay, good. It would be a little slippery.
A little slippery. No. But it was a good...
visual image here.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Sorry. I didn't
stop
mean
it.
That.
Stop that. Stop the madness. Mm-hmm. But I know we had a big shower, and it was a, sort of, you know, a walk-in shower. Mm-hmm. And we didn't have... Sometimes you have a little corner, you know, bench. Again, you're probably not going to sit on it in the shower, but you might put your leg up on it if you're, you know, come on, we're all girls here, shaving
idea.
Your legs.
Yes.
Or it's a good place to, if you don't have a niche in your shower for your shampoo or a niche for your shower and your conditioner and whatnot, you can put it on your garden stool. Obviously, it can get wet. It's a garden stool. And so, you know, I think that that's a great use for that, too, that people might not have thought of. But,
great idea.
I have it now in my girls' bathroom, but it, they have the clawfoot tub, so it just sits next to the tub, and I pile the towels on there. They're just so pretty.
Garden stools are so versatile, and well, what and better than a white one?
I used to use them so much in decor. I actually had one that had some purple and green, and later on I got tired of the pattern on there, so I spray painted it white. So there you go.
And what it's like our mantra. Learn how to paint. Don't be afraid of spray paint. Those are wonderful ways. Do you have one for us, Anita?
Well, I do. You know, one of my favorites. I feel like I am coming back to this theme a lot, but it is magnificent. And that is crisp white linen sheets, especially the antiqued ones with the big monograms on them. I mean, nothing to me says luxury more than a crisp linen sheet with that monogram on it. And just a stack of them just makes my heart go, you know, pitter-patter when I see them. They're just gorgeous. And they look gorgeous even in your a linen cabinet. I actually have an armoire that I use for my linens. And because I just do white in there, it looks so neat and tidy because there's towels and sheets and blankets, but everything's white. So it looks just so classic and clean and crisp. And it just, it's a gorgeous look.
Anita, so you're actually using that as part, as decor. Well, as well as something useful.
Yes.
How beautiful.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, but so if you kind of stick with just white, you can put it all together, leave the door open, and it's gorgeous.
Oh, that sounds beautiful. White, like those crisp white linen or crisp white cotton sheets, all put together remind me of like hanging them out in the line, and they're line dried and then they're all folded and stacked. I love that idea.
Well, I'm a little embarrassed to say this, but we saw the movie Cézanne et moi, the, you know, Cézanne and me movie.
God
recently.
Bless you. Did you just sneeze?
So, I have no idea what Cézanne is.
Cézanne. It was a, or I don't know how to say this.
It's about Cézanne. Anyway, it's a movie, but it's set in the 1800s, or no, it was early 1900s, whatever. But anyway.
Are there subtitles?
Yes.
Oh, this is one of the movies that Peter's like, okay, and then can we watch The Matrix tomorrow night?
Do you know, okay. I have such a hard time reading the subtitles, let alone watching the images.
Well, I, okay, so I
and
love
don't chew
films.
Gum at the same time. So that's really complicated.
Or eat popcorn.
Yeah. Oh, no,
okay, so
that's
let me
so
get
hard.
Back to my favorite scene.
Sorry, Anita.
My favorite scene in the movie, I'm embarrassed to say this because it has nothing to do with the plot at all. It was the maid opening the armoire and putting the crisp white sheets in there.
Oh, you're so funny. You're like,
the
rewind.
Sign of a decorator.
Rewind.
Yes, yes. Oh, I bet you it was beautiful, though.
It was.
Okay, I have to, I think I need to see that movie.
Well, I
no,
seen that.
I'll pass. I'll pass.
Oh, you're so funny.
Just send me, can you like send me a little clip of the white armoire?
I'll try to do that. Well, no, I mean, it's in the theater, so I can't.
Okay. Yeah. I'm
it's
just,
still in the theaters? Is that brand new?
Yes.
I am just,
so I'm
going
to sneak in and like do a, you know, a pirated film or something.
Oh, no, I don't. We rarely go to the movies anymore. I'll have to wait till it comes on Netflix or something.
Well, I have another white one, and it's more of a, it's not an item, but it's something that you should look for. Mm-hmm. I love anything white, and I'm talking like you said, Kelly, that, you know, just shiny, brand new, crisp looking white, a smooth, anything white that's mixed with your favorite metal.
Oh, yum. Mm, yum.
And great idea.
I'm white just, with gold.
Yes.
Just,
it's white with silver. Yes. It's a very timeless look, but it's also a very updated look as well.
Yeah.
And I have a pair of hurricanes. Like, they're pretty tall, and they're on this gorgeous silver base.
Oh, sounds
but
lovely.
But they're clear, and I was going to use them as vases. Now, I just thought, I'm not wild about all the time seeing the stems in water. So I was thinking about spraying the top of them with like a lacquered white and leaving
fun.
That silver base just so beautiful. But you know, that goes for anything, any kind of accessory. White with your favorite metal is not only is it on trend, it is so beautiful.
It's interesting you say that. One of my favorite vintage lamps is actually, it looks like a milk glass base, and it and someone's hand painted gold on it, and it's just beautiful.
Anita, this is what I love. We come from like a universe away decorate with our decorating philosophy and style.
Right.
You know, you're just you have this beautiful farmhouse French. You use a lot of beautiful vintage and antique pieces. And I use mostly things that you can find at most online stores these days.
Yeah.
Very more traditional, classic, with a little bit of a farmhouse feel. But yet, look at all the things we can come together on.
Oh, yeah.
But they're done in such different ways. And I just love that. So no matter what your style, think of using white and your favorite metal together.
Mm-hmm. Great idea.
I love it.
All right. How about you, Kelly?
Okay, here's a simple one. If you have a large, clear vase or something like that, like even could be one of those cylindrical ones that maybe somebody sent you some flowers or something like that.
Yes.
Pile in balls of string, like
white strain.
Oh,
ecru.
Yes, even a deeper,
like, I know it's not the color we're doing, but maybe a twiny one, you know, just for a little contrast.
Right. No, I've got a bowl of string and twine balls. And it's
okay,
really
I have something about string and twine. It's like,
Kelly, this is brilliant.
It looks so pretty.
Because I have the most gorgeous glass vases that I'm not like wild about using. I mean, they're beautiful. It's just me. It's a thing. But Kelly, that I could put different colors of whites and neutral twine and things in it. That sounds amazing.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, because it has, it's a twist on using them, but it has still that homespun feel that I think we all enjoy. And with the glass, you know, so you've got that contrast going on with the smooth of the glass and then the really nubbiness of the twine. So kind of like that, you know, that string that, it's that little white string. It's not really like bakery twine because usually that has the red mixed in, but something of that quality. And sometimes you can even just find, I'm not a knitter or an embroiderer or anything like that, and I'm not a hooker like you are, Yvonne. But you guys have to listen to that episode.
Rug hooker. Yes.
But I still find myself in the aisles of the stores, you know, Joann's and whatnot, or, you know, a yarn store, something like that. I just love all of that. But I just use the balls of it. Yeah. And the skeins and just put them in a basket or in this idea, putting it in glass so you can see it.
It's a great idea.
And even if you don't have a neutral home, a little bit of white does not hurt a home at all. Actually, I think it gives it a crisp look, especially when you're coming into the warmer season. But Kelly, your idea could be used any time of the year because you could use white yarns and things.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think just white, you're absolutely right. When you think of a neutral home, maybe people don't even think necessarily, your first thought might not be white. It's more of the off-white or the ecrus or beige or taupe or something like that. White is so universal. It could be neutral. You could mix it with blues. You can mix it with, obviously, absolutely any color or any style. Right. But it's like a great white linen shirt. You cannot go wrong.
That's true.
Or a crisp white cotton. A good cotton shirt. I love like an oversized, almost like a boyfriend shirt.
Me too.
Oh, yes.
Oh, they're just, that's like my uniform. I love it.
Goodness.
Okay. Anita, do you have one?
Yes, I have one. And I was actually Googling marble female or like female bust because I wanted like a marble bust, but you know, I was just kind of shut my eyes halfway because, you know, sometimes Google shows you stuff you don't want to see.
I knew that was coming. And aren't you using your computer's broken?
Yes. And so, yeah, I'm on my daughter's computer, so I hope she does not look at her Google search history.
Yeah, here's her mom's history. White hot and female bust. What is going on?
Did you find the kind you were looking for?
I did. I found, now, you've probably seen this before. Have you ever seen this marble statue of a woman and she's got a veil over her face?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yes.
It's called The Veiled Lady, and it's by Raphael Monti. Mm-hmm. So apparently it's on sale on Etsy for about $100. So I don't think it's the original, but I found one. I don't think so.
Oh, no, I'm sure it is, Anita.
I'm beating you to it.
You better go. Just go grab that and come back.
But anyway, it looks beautiful. I think that would be so pretty in a room. And I love these, I hate to say it again, but female busts. You know, just sitting out in a room. They're just so pretty. I mean, and it just kind of has an old world feel. And I don't know, I'm kind of drawn to them.
But I love them too. I actually don't have a female. I have a William Shakespeare.
Oh,
that, yeah.
Okay.
And I was really young when I ended up getting this. And I will never forget it. And he has lived with me in every single place I have lived as, you know, sort of an adult.
Longer than Peter.
William and I have been together longer than Peter, which is a long time. No, my mom bought it for me. I saw it in some antique store. We were in Amagansett one rainy, rainy day, and it was this barn antique store we had never been in before, and I spotted him, you know, like my mom was always like, you're always crawling in the little nooks and crannies. And there he was. And I didn't know she was going to get him for me. I was probably beyond what I had in my wallet at the time. And so we were walking out of the store and all of a sudden the man was coming behind us with him. And 'cause he's big-ish, you know, he's...
Oh,
it could be like William's actual head and shoulders. So,
oh, but wow.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He sits by my fireplace now, and he used to be on a column someplace, and at some point he fell off, and his head cracked a little, but I love him even more.
You know, I used to have
it gave him character.
I used to have a man's head that was supposed to look like, I guess, some old Grecian ruin or something, but the more I looked at him, the more I decided he looked like my brother, and it was creeping me out, and I had to get rid of it. So it was just the head.
Well, there's a longer story there, but... We only have about 20 minutes left.
So. Well, you know, I you're saying that I do get a little creeped out by certain things like that. Yeah. Like you can get them now that have a planter where the top of the head's supposed to be.
Is that a chia pet?
Yeah, like no. There's some are planters. You know, like the head vases. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. I have my friend Jill collected head vases. She had gazillions of them. Even some of the ladies had the earrings.
Yes.
That and doll heads really.
Oh, I have a doll head picture I'm going to send you. I'll keep you up at night.
I'll be afraid to open all your
emails. That was scary. We won't be able to open her emails anymore.
And the other thing is have you seen those beautiful. Like you're saying, the busts of women, and that they put jewelry. You know, I've seen bloggers like put their jewelry around it.
Oh, that's so fun. That's interesting.
Nice, yeah, or like for your bedroom.
Yeah, or like a straw hat or a gardening hat or something. So cute. William has been dressed up in various Christmas paraphernalia, but
that's like people who dress their dogs. You know, I don't know.
Is there something wrong with that?
No. Well, Scamp had a raincoat, so no, there's nothing wrong with that.
Emmett has a raincoat, too.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, here's just another idea. It's not a thing, but it's like an idea. And it's to layer white tone on tone with white accessories. And I'll just give you an example. Like if you have a vignette and you have like a white vase or a white pitcher, fill it with white flowers. Paint books white, which is so easy to do. Mm-hmm. I have a DIY for that. And then put them together because the whites don't – I mean, there's – I think – isn't there like 15,000 different whites or something
probably
like that?
But let me just say, for someone who does not want to paint the books, you can just do a white – you know, like back in the
jacket.
Day when you were in school.
Yeah,
white jacket. You can make your own white jacket.
Mm-hmm. And if you put those things together, the whites don't usually match, but boy, do they look beautiful.
Yeah,
so think about
variation.
Using tone on tones in whites when you decorate something.
Yeah, I like if there's a little variation in the whites. I think that adds.
Well, I don't like that, okay, we've gone in with a sprayer and painter's grade white spray paint and sprayed everything in the room.
And everything matches exactly.
Right, exactly.
And you don't want everything shiny or everything matte, so it's kind of nice to have some variations in the shades of the whites and then some gloss and some matte.
Yeah, and that's why I like flowers, because they're white flowers, because they're organic.
Mm-hmm.
And they just give such a nice look.
Here's an easy way to do just what you're saying. Spray paint some mason jars, particularly the ones that have the writing on them, you know, that might say ball or something like that. I love mason jars just as they are. I think they're great. I do agree with you, Yvonne. Sometimes I don't want to see the stems or, you know, the water in there. So if you spray paint the mason jars, super easy. And the writing then just pops off in relief, and it's really pretty.
Ooh.
And then you can put white flowers would be great. I mean, you can do any kind of flowers, but it's such a pretty look and such a summery look.
It's crisp,
so crisp. If you put some daisies in there or something, just so sweet.
Mm. Well, here's do you have something else, Anita?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
The last thing I have is I love Corinthian columns.
Uh-huh.
So I love having little white columns as risers, but I also have a column that just looks like hand-carved wood. It's gorgeous, but it's a side table. And they have them at Wisteria. I'm going to include a link to them. But the one I have, it's just gorgeous, and it's less than $200.
Do they have them in white?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's in white.
Oh.
So what it is it looks like it's kind of a wood tone underneath, and then the white paint is on top, but it's kind of chipped off in places.
Okay.
But they're white, and they're just, it's gorgeous.
Oh, I love that.
So it's a nice side table. You could use it as, you know, beside your bed. I had it beside a bed. Now I have it between some chairs. Mm-hmm. But you could use it anywhere, maybe in your bathroom, next to the tub even. Put your towels on. Yeah.
Make sure that you put that in the show notes. I'd be interested. I always tell you, girls, you're costing me a fortune. And here's something that I've really been crushing on lately, and it's white, are those sheepskin rugs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
I have a small one, like the fuzzy, like the Mongolian type sheep, because we really love those, that I use. Oh, gosh, I drape it over my bench in a dining room. I put it on a chair. But I'm looking for one that will go over a rug, layered on a rug, in front of where I get out of bed in the morning.
Oh, and you know what's really hot with those right now is to just drape them over any kind of chair.
Oh, especially
like a sling chair. I see them everywhere now.
Mm-hmm. But I just think they are beautiful. Now, you don't want a place that it's you get a lot of traffic, foot traffic from, but obviously they just would be such a beautiful pop. It is something so elegant. Mm-hmm. And so upscale.
Right. And you don't have to put it on the floor. You could put it on top of a bed, a chair, a bench,
exactly.
You know, maybe even on your top of your dining room table.
Yes. And
why not?
I'm just going to keep going because I have one more I want to get in. And that is, I love white frames.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Yes. Now, and they can be so inexpensive. And I particularly like IKEA's. They're just plain. They've got a pretty heavy frame, and just you can put a mat and a smaller picture in them, and they can tie a lot of different pictures together. But for some reason, I'm just totally crushing on those white frames. And you can make your own again by spray painting them. And I would use like a high gloss acrylic if I did that. Yeah,
I think that's a great idea. And again, with the spray painting. Baskets, you can really change the look of a room, really, depending on the size of the basket, by changing the basket from a brown or nature tone, sort of, you know, the wintry look, and to spray paint in white. And again, you could do a lacquer, which would give a really different feel than if you did sort of a matte chalk painty and even brushed a little bit of it off, but definitely giving it your room a little extra.
I'm really into that lacquered look, Kelly.
I love that too. And you know, it does, even though you say, oh, I'm farmhousey, but I do have that glam thing going on, so I have some lacquered pieces here and there too.
Yes, I think it adds a lot. You know, you want it to look curated, not just it all looks the same. You want something a little different.
Now, we're talking about a lot of white accessories, and we're sliding into the warmer weather and whatnot. Would you ladies leave your white accessories out when the fall comes? Would you put them away? How do you feel about that? Is it a seasonal thing for you?
You're talking to a girl that spray paints her pumpkins white.
I was just going to say, I spray paint my pumpkins white too.
Oh, boy.
So I love white.
We're sick.
Even when I was little, people would say, you know, I do have a favorite color, but I always want to say, but I love white. And I've always felt that way about the color white. So I'm in my heyday right now because it's so popular.
I don't do a lot of changing of seasonal things, so I like it all year round. But I don't know. In this, you know, I think we've talked about this, and I said how much I like the white in the summer. And I think, Yvonne, you were saying you liked it in the winter.
I do. I love white in the winter. The other thing, now this is I got this from my sister Lisa. Hi, Lisa. She collects sticks and twigs. Like if we're driving down the road, you know, if she sees something that looks really good, you know, it's like she should have a bumper sticker. I stop for sticks and twigs. And we go shopping and she'll bring home like these great sticks and twigs from like these decor shops, and her husband Jimmy will say, well, what did you buy? And it's like, sticks and twigs again, you know, can't you get this off the road? But if you can spray paint them white, and they look gorgeous in decor.
Oh, I love that. And what does she do, just sort of like drape a stick by a vase or something like that, or she put
you can fill them, and you can also use them like if you have a covered porch or something. in the middle of your pots,
mm-hmm.
and if they're pretty tall, and they just look so pretty. They're very dramatic looking.
Oh, I love that idea. Mm-hmm. I really do like that. And I've seen, and I was thinking about it actually, spray painting the fireplace logs, like so real, not getting, mm-hmm. you know, not buying a fake set, but real pieces of wood, and you can spray paint them.
Mm-hmm. I was just go for the birch logs. They'll be easier.
The birch logs, true. And mm-hmm. that, you know, it definitely is. You know, obviously that they have been spray painted, but it's kind of mm-hmm. cool. And I was thinking, well, you know, if you put them in a basket and you spray painted them and they still have some bark on them and stuff, it might just look really cool.
They might look cute. Huh.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think I have seen them painted white. Yeah. It's kind of an interesting mm-hmm. look.
It's funny. I was at Remnants of the Past Antique Show, which is a great antique show. And it's in California this year. I believe it's in San Diego. She does it twice a year. And I can put the link in the show notes. Mm-hmm. But I was there last year. And it's like us and our listeners and, you know, the people that are emailing and calling us, like we get each other so much, right? So I had never met this lady before. I was like, never even seen her. And we happened to be in this booth together at the same time. And at the exact moment, our sets of eyes landed on these glitter logs. Like they were just, I mean, it sounds like what? Like it sounds like something you mm-hmm. would make in Girl mm-hmm. Scouts or something. And then, you know, toast some s'mores
oh
on them.
Gosh.
So to verbalize glitter logs is not as effective as actually visualizing the glitter logs. Let me tell you, they were something spectacular. And I was like, oh, like, I'm just like thinking, should I buy them? Should I do that? And she was obviously having the same thoughts. And then we looked at each other and we just burst out laughing. She's like, she said to me, there are so few people in the world that would get what I'm feeling right now.
I love it.
And then we actually gave each other a hug. It was so funny.
Oh, that was you had a moment. I love
that.
We
had a glitter log moment.
Yeah.
So, and I know I'm just having this, you know, three times a week, this glitter log moment with all our listeners. I know.
That's right.
It's just been so great.
It's communal. So we virtually give all of you.
We're giving you a hug.
That's right. And I know we're sort of short on time, but what about, I'm so into white bookends.
Ooh, yeah. That's a nice
whether
place
you
to,
paint
to
your,
have a little pop of white.
Right. Whether you paint your books white or you use burlap books or you have, you know, your regular jackets on or you like a color. Oh, they've got great. I'll put a few in the show notes. My favorite white bookends, because I think they just add such a nice pop of white,
Yvonne,
without going overboard.
Did we mention your P word yet? Pillows?
You know, I didn't, because I'm not a huge, totally white pillow lover.
Okay.
Wow.
I do. I like
them. I know. If truth be told, I do have actually two foundational pillows that are white. But I mix them again with like a tone on tone. So I only have one set. Can you believe
now,
it?
Now, are they categorized under F for foundational or W for white?
By size, 20 by 20.
Oh, wow.
Burlap edges.
Okay.
Yes, I know. If
so you
don't
need to
get
start
that,
having
I
a rental program
my, yes.
where you rent out your covers, Yvonne.
Well, I told you,
yes,
my girls
right. the Dewey
have
Decimal.
Come in. No, my curls have come in and pilfered my pillows.
Pilfered your pillows.
Yes.
That's hard to say. Mm-hmm. It's probably hard to get them back, too.
Very hard to get them back, and that's okay. I needed a little extra room.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Does
but
anyone
white
have...
pillows I love, uh-huh. but I'd almost, I have this pair of, they're sort of fuzzy, but nice fuzzy, like real wool, almost like a felted white wool with big white pom-poms. Now, I love those pillows.
Oh, felted white wool.
And then how
shutting
about,
me timbers. That's
okay,
really
how about
stuff.
A white blanket with white pom-poms on it?
Oh.
That would just make me go crazy.
Well,
stop
that's going to be.
Stop talking like, talking dirty to me, Anita. It.
That's going to be a project of mine for the winter. I'm just going to try to make one of my own.
You're going to make your pom-poms?
I'm going to make a white pom-pom throw.
Oh.
Yes.
Times
yes.
three. Did she
times
just say
three.
Times three?
Yeah, she said times three. I heard her.
You don't care what year of the winter. You get
no,
it,
I don't
right?
care what you're
Winter 2052. Mm-hmm. A package arrived.
I'll have it to look forward to.
There you go. There you go. But I think the thing that we're all stressing is just whether it's a white framed mirror, or like I said, the picture frames, or a beautiful decorative bowl, or a great white honeycomb lamp, or something like that. Think about adding some white into your decor, especially when we're talking about accent pieces. Mm-hmm. They're not expensive. If you like them for a few years, you know, you're good to go, but it will really freshen up your decor.
Yeah, and on the cheap side, just get yourself a couple of cans of spray paint, and always buy one or two more cans than you think you need.
That's
so that you can make three of whatever.
Well, yes, yeah, so
right.
you can make
send
three,
them to us,
or at least you can finish what you're doing. Because the worst thing to happen to a spray painter is
yes,
shake, shake, shake. Oh, I only hear the balls going around in there. There is no.
And
more
you know,
paint.
I've had that happen,
and I have the back of this basket
right.
to do,
and you could. You can return spray paint as long as it's not opened, but sometimes if you go, I've gone and they've been out of the color I've used.
Oh,
so yeah,
no. Mm-hmm.
Hard lesson learned.
Hard lesson. Yeah, mm-hmm. We're here to save you from all of that.
All mm-hmm. right. Well, these were great, and I have now a rather large shopping list.
These were great white tips.
There
you
okay.
go.
Well, oh boy. So remember,
like
we're
the
here.
White shark, great white.
Got it, Yvonne. Got it.
Oh goodness. So anyway, so don't forget. Remember, we're here to inspire you to create a beautiful home. Until next time.
Hey there. If you're loving our podcast like we're loving our podcast, we would love you to rate and review us. Head to iTunes to do that. It's easy, and it would mean so much to us. And if you do rate and review us, we're going to enter you to win a fantastic giveaway. The details for the giveaway are in the show notes for this episode, and you can find the show notes at decoratingtipsandtricks.com.